agenda item. So if everybody would please take their seats, I would appreciate it.
Well, I'm going to make a comment about the beginning of here. There's ways to do things. That wasn't...
All right. And because this is an enforcement item, we have our separation of functions in place with Mr. Gobler.
Could you just ask if there are questions on the team?
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Briggs. Why don't you ask that? Agenda item 16. Is there anyone in the audience that wanted to ask any questions or make any comments on agenda item 16? That's the low threat discharge agenda item.
And are there any questions from the board members?
Looks like we have someone raising their hand.
I was just going to answer any questions if they came up.
Okay.
On the first item, 16.
Okay.
So are there any questions from the board members? It's a key thing.
Doesn't look like it.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much. All right. So Mr. Gobler is advising the board on this item.
Yes.
And Cheryl Schaffner is the board's attorney on this item. And the prosecution team is Mr. Briggs and Sorrell Marks and their attorney, Lori Oaken. This is an item that a hearing panel has already heard and has a recommendation to make to the full board. And I'm going to read my opening statement. This is the time and place for the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board to consider an administrative civil liability for the Monarch Grove Homeowners Association, Monarch Grove Water Reclamation Facility in San Luis Obispo County. Today's hearing will be a little different from the normal, since the Regional Board's consideration is based on a recommendation made by a Regional Board hearing panel. The hearing panel included myself as chair and members Gary Shallcross and John Hayashi. We held and convened a public hearing in this room on October 6, 2005. The panel received testimony and evidence presented by Regional Board staff, Monarch Grove Homeowners Association, various witnesses, and interested public. Today's hearing will not repeat testimony and evidence considered at the October 6th panel hearing. Since this is a prosecutorial matter, staff functions have been separated into two teams, as I've already explained. I kind of jumped ahead of the statement that was already prepared for me to read. Okay, the ACL is being considered as a result of effluent violations and late monitoring reports associated with the Monarch Grove Homeowners Association's wastewater treatment facility located in the community of Los Osos in San Luis Obispo County. The panel's recommendations are included in ACL order number R3-2005-0090, contained as attachment 1 to item 21 in today's agenda. The recommended order proposes to assess a total civil liability of $75,000. $35,000 would be paid to the Central Coast Water Board by January 1, 2006. The $40,000 balance would be suspended on a semi-annual basis, $10,000 per six-month period between January 1, 2006 and December 31, 2007, based on acceptable water reclamation facility performance. Acceptable performance means no more than three violations of its water reclamation requirements per calendar month during the six-month period. Should more than three violations occur per calendar month during the six-month period, a $10,000 penalty amount would be due and payable. At the conclusion of the October 6th panel hearing, panel members indicated a willingness to consider a suitable supplemental environmental project in lieu of the $35,000 initial penalty amount. As we begin today's hearing, Regional Board staff and the Monarch Grove Homeowners Association will present information and recommendations to the Regional Board regarding a supplemental environmental project. Upon completion of this new information, the Regional Board will consider a final decision with respect to proposed Administrative Civil Liabilities Order number R3-2005-0090. We need to swear in our witnesses. Right, Ms. Schaffner? Would you like to do that?
Sure. Could the Monarch Grove Homeowners Association representatives please come to the table up front here, and any witnesses that you may be presenting today as well?
Yes, Ms. Elkin.
Yeah, actually, I think the chairman, I think Lori's right. The chairman should do the
okay.
swearing.
Where is mine?
Taking.
Swearing in language.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Just swear.
All right. All right. The only new information that should be presented today is regarding the proposed supplemental environmental project. But that testimony should still be done under oath, since this is an adjudicatory proceeding. So, each person who testifies at this hearing shall begin by stating his or her name and address unless the address has already been given. All persons who may testify at this hearing, please stand. Even if you don't plan to testify but are involved in this matter, raise your right hand and take the following oath. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony which you will give in this matter is the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Is the prosecution staff ready to present the board panel's revised ACL?
Yes.
Plus the proposed supplemental environmental project?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Briggs?
Ms. Sorrell Marks.
Good morning, Chair Young, members of the board. In your agenda package, you have a draft order that was the result of the October 6th panel hearing, but you also have a supplemental sheet with a revised order with some changes that include authorizing the supplemental environmental project. Now, the supplemental environmental project that's being proposed is the MUTMIT program, funding of an existing MUTMIT program, which is around the perimeter of Morro Bay. The program is implemented by Sandra and Kurt Beebe. They have been implementing this program for almost 6 years. It's been quite successful in reducing the amount of bacteria and animal waste that washes into Morro Bay. And so this funding for this particular SEP would augment that existing program. I realize that the information you have is just based on an email, and it's extremely brief and informal, but despite the informality of it, the program has been operating in a successful manner for several years. So we do think this will be a valuable use of the money and would result in water quality protection. And just for clarity, the MUTMIT program provides dispensers with plastic gloves around the bay for people walking their dogs to collect waste.
Do we have any other SCPs in the region that are putting money into this? Seems to me something similar. We have agreed for SEP funding. Maybe it's elsewhere in the region.
Possibly elsewhere in the region. I've seen it come up as suggestions before, but I don't recall a funding one. But this particular program around Morro Bay has had small grants from the City of Morro Bay and from the National Estuary Program and from state parks in the past. That's how they've been funded in the past. So this would augment that funding and continue the program for several years.
Yeah. Dr. Hunter.
Just concerning the number of these, seven are in Elfin Forest, but are there none that are further into the Los Alces area along Back Bay? Do you know?
I don't know the exact locations of the existing dispensers, but Sandra and Kurt Beebe are here if you would like them to describe exactly where the locations of the dispensers are.
Yeah, I'm just curious to see if they extend to Elfin Forest or keep going around the residential urban area of the bay.
And they'll be able to address that for you.
Okay.
You'll have to come up to the...
Maybe we can wait until she makes her comment. She's planning to make public comment.
I don't know. Do we have a speaker card for you?
No, I'm Sandra Beebe.
Okay.
Why don't you just come in? And did you take the oath?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And
your name?
I'm Sandra Beebe from Morro Bay. My husband and I began this program almost 6 years ago. We have 25 dispensers up. We had wanted to go further into Los Osos, but for financial reasons, we have not. We'd like to put some in Sweet Springs. There are some put up by another volunteer in Cuesta by the Sea, but she never has enough money to fund those, so this money would help supplement her project. So we want to put up probably between 4 and 8 more boxes in Los Osos to completely surround the estuary.
Thank you. Thank you for that information.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Wait, could you stay up there? Sorry. And this might be answered by staff. I don't know. So is the proposal to put more boxes up? Is the proposal to pay for the maintenance of the existing boxes? Is it for both?
It's for both. As you may know, Morro Bay is very depleted money-wise. So this past year, they were not able to give me any money for 2005. So we started a private fundraiser for that portion. That's very difficult to raise money privately. So it would be for the... we do have an NAP grant, which will last probably another 6 months for part of them. So, yes, it would be for to fund these 25 boxes that are already up, plus put up about 8 more in Los Osos. And it costs a maximum of $500 a year for the mutts for one box. Those are in the more popular areas, like at the Rocket Morro Bay area where tourists go. Some of the other boxes are more like $300 a year to buy the mutts.
Does that include maintenance, also disposal, or not?
What we do is try to put them up where there's already a trash can, a public trash can. If there isn't, we've had to buy, this, for all like ones in Alpha Forest, we had to buy dispensers because we found if we didn't put garbage cans up, people threw them on the ground.
Right.
So we put a garbage can, we put the mutts up, dispensers up where there's already a pre-existing pole if we can find one, and whereas a public trash can, if not, we provide those two things.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And I'm also not sure that I mentioned earlier the funds would be managed by the National Estuary Program.
Right, and I send a yearly report to the National Estuary Program for their part of the funding, so I would be sending a report to them a yearly, or I could do it more often if required, of how the money is spent. And they administer the money. I don't handle the money at all. I just send an invoice to them.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Will this money be... I mean, will you continue to fundraise for the next 3 years, or will this money be held and to supplement you along the way when the money didn't come in?
I haven't thought that through because this was just presented to me on Wednesday. I'd prefer not having to fundraise the part of the city part. NEP grant, we still have some state parks. I probably can still get the money from them for their portion of it. If we use it exclusively to without fundraising, and this would last probably 2.5 to 3 years. If we fundraise, we could stretch it out longer, certainly. I don't care. Either way is fine with me.
Yeah, because if you just use the money today and quit fundraising at the end of 3 years, there'll be nothing to grow on after that.
Right.
So that's my only concern, is how you would keep this this project going.
That certainly would be fine if you wanted to just use it to supplement.
Okay. Okay. Should we hear from Mr. Rizzo?
I just have one minor correction.
Go ahead.
Is this on? One minor correction to the proposed order in the supplemental sheet. At the end of paragraph 1D, there's a statement that the executive officer can extend the due date in paragraph 1C. That should be deleted because there's already a provision for extending dates, and if he has to extend 1C, he'd have to extend 1D as well. So that last sentence should just be stricken.
Okay. Mr. Rizzo?
Chairman Young, members of the board, Soro Rizzo, attorney for the Monarch Grove Homeowners Association. With me today is Mr. Wilson, who is a director of the Monarch Grove Homeowners Association. With regards to the supplemental environmental program, I would like to say that we think that it's a successful program. We like it because it keeps the money local and it's close by to the residents of the Monarch Grove Homeowners Association. Not only would benefit them, but residents of Morro Bay, that area, and also the tourists. This is increasingly becoming more and more popular with tourists, and they bring their dogs and that type of thing. We believe it benefits the environment and the public as well. And while we don't like to be fined, it's something that if we are going to pay, we'd rather pay it into this program. We think it's a good program, and we wholeheartedly hope that you will support the recommendation in following the, I think, $26,000 of the fine into this. Just by way of background, I'd like to bring up to speed up some of the members. I don't want to repeat the information, and it's not, but since the October 6th meeting, we do have a new operator of our plant, Fluid Resources Management, which is a subsidiary of John Wallace and Associate. They seem to be doing a very good job. It's costing us more money, but we think we are getting much more out of them than we our previous operator, Micromedia.
Make sure you keep an eye on them. I mean, just in general, you know. I mean, the buck stops with you guys. Ultimately, it's your responsibility, but, you know, periodic checking and auditing is just a good practice.
Exactly. And having that, I'll pass it on to Mr. Wilson.
With regard to that, Mr. Young, I'm still visiting the plant maybe once or twice a week, and I touch base with the people all the time. We have set up a meeting for next week, for Wednesday of next week, with Allied Engineers, who actually built the plant, and FRM, to go over some of the issues to try and improve the nitrogen output from the plant. I would add that the Gulf Coast manager informed me that the nitrogen level in the water coming out of the ponds was insufficient for him for the golf course, and he has to supplement that nitrogen. I'd mention that. Otherwise, thank you very much for allowing me to address the board.
Good. Well, I at least have confidence that you will be on top of things in the future. So, good luck.
Yeah. We learned a lesson the
good.
First time, I think.
Okay. I guess I can go to speakers. Is that correct? Okay. And how many do we have for this? Is it just Martin Bragg, our only speaker? And did you take the oath, Mr. Bragg?
No, I did not.
Does he need to, Ms. Hogan?
If he's just giving a public comment and
I'm
not
just,
testimony,
that's
evidence. He doesn't have to.
Okay, fine.
First of all, I wanted to thank Sorrel particularly for her availability to us throughout this. We've had a really good experience, I think, in that regard with the department. I'm also a board member. I'm not speaking for the board at this point. I just want to say that the board is committed to operating in compliance And while the evidence may look like we were not staying on top of this, I just want to repeat, as I said to the hearing group, we really were faced with, first of all, like any community, homeowners association, dependence on our operator, but then more difficultly, getting conflicting information from the head of the corporation and the on-site operator. And so we spent quite a bit of time before this ever happened, before the late reports, trying to determine what the truth was and where the problems were in the operation of the plant. We have changed operators. We continue to be committed to joining the community sewer when it is developed. Since the last time we met, that is more distant and blurrier, and I think creates some additional situations for our operation, needing to take a longer-term view on fixes beyond simply changes in our maintenance plan. I would mention along the lines in follow-up to the chairman's comments, we have created a separate sewer committee. Well, I guess we determined the sewer committee didn't sound very glamorous, so I think maybe it's a water treatment committee in the Homeowners Association to follow up on this. So we've been depending very heavily on Jim Wilson to monitor that individually, but so we are aware of this. Again, I just want to thank the board for its willingness to consider a modification to its initial proposed action.
Good. Thank you. Okay. Does anyone else from the public wish to comment on this agenda item? Okay. Where to now?
Staff actually has a suggested addition to the language in the proposed ACL to address another element in the enforcement policy regarding supplemental environmental projects. I'll let Eric present that.
Yeah, I just want to say, although the supplemental environmental project proposed is pretty informal and there's not a lot of detail there, I took a look at it. I do believe that it meets the minimum requirements as outlined in the state's enforcement policy to be considered. And if the board's interested in considering the proposal, one of the things that enforcement policy does require is some kind of progress reports. If you go to the very, I think it's 1D, 1C or 1D, the enforcement policy does require regular progress reports. And I'm proposing that if the board wants to consider the project, that the part that's added here in red be added into the ordering paragraph. Discharges shall submit annual progress reports to the Central Coast Water Board clarifying how the supplemental environmental project funds have been utilized during the preceding 12-month period. Annual progress reports are to be submitted to the regional board or submitted by December 2nd of each year. Annual reports shall include results of any related monitoring performed. The National Estuary Program had mentioned in the proposal that there is some ongoing monitoring, and I believe that should be reported to the board. And then it wasn't clear to me, but I believe it is the Bay Foundation, Morro Bay, and not the NEP, but maybe staff could clarify that as far as who oversees the funds.
The NEP actually manages the funds. The Bay Foundation is the bursar, so to speak.
The Bay Foundation is?
The Bay Foundation actually holds the account.
Okay, so I'm not sure what the appropriate reference should be there.
I think it should be the Bay Foundation if they're actually expending the funds. We can change expended to dispersed.
I think if they're acting as the bursar, the disbursement would be the more accurate term, yes. Does the Homeowners Association would like to weigh in on this?
It would probably be easier for us to work with the Bay Foundation. I think there's already a relationship there with Mr. Wilson and Mr. Berman.
Okay.
And if I could also just throw in another suggestion, Monarch Grove already has a requirement for submitting annual reports on January 30th of each year. So if the December two information is included in those annual reports, it will just save a bit of paper and be less likely to be overlooked.
Well, technically, they would be meeting the deadline, so that's not a problem. So it makes sense.
Mr. Chair?
That, yes.
Are you ready for a motion?
I have a question before you.
Sure. Mr. Jeffries, go ahead.
The $8,250, is that for staff reimbursement? It doesn't really spell that out here.
Yes, that's for staff time.
And the $26,750, is there any administrative fees out of that?
6% of that is expected to be administrative fees of the National Estuary Program.
Okay, for the foundation. How about the project itself? Is there any?
No,
it's all volunteers.
Implemented by volunteers.
I just want to say I agree with the panel, and I did spend four glorious hours one early Saturday morning. And, Mr. Wilson, I appreciated your comments and your honesty on the DVD. I couldn't ask you any questions, but I do agree with the panel's final decision.
Okay, any other board comments?
I actually have a question on the due dates for the reports. If the annual reports are due January 30th, then they wouldn't meet these deadlines.
Oh. Yeah, that's a good point. Mr. Gobler, do you have you most recently reviewed the requirements. Do you think if we made the deadline the same, it would still be in compliance with the annual reporting? Seems like it would.
If we moved it to January 30th?
January 30th to be the same date. They don't have to have two submittals within 3 weeks of each other.
For all practical purposes, yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Does the Homeowners Association concur with that? Just shift the due date to be the same as your January 30th due dates?
Yeah, that's easier for us also, for the point of remembering.
So the first due date should be January 30th, 2007.
That's correct.
And then the rest should be adjusted accordingly. Good point.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of the resolution as amended.
Second. I just have one comment. I'd just like to point out that this set probably has the best nexus with the violation of any set I've come to the board.
You want that included in the motion? Okay.
I'll second the motion.
All right. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rizzo and Mr. Wilson. Appreciate your presence. Okay, Mr. Briggs.
Mr. Chairman,